بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sorry about the delay here, folks. I usually, like, there's a mosque close by my home. They pray Fajr like 20 minutes before our class time, and it's like a 5-minute drive from my mosque. But these guys are very bizarre. They keep changing time without letting anybody know. So they change the time without. I went there, and Fajr starts like 10 minutes before our class time, and I was like, what? So I was unfortunately trapped there until we finished Salah. Yeah, subhanAllah, this is unfortunately sometimes. Mosques are not very well organized, not very well run. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all acceptance, inshallah, and give us tawfiq to understand His book. Ameen, ya Rab. Let us, I'm going to copy paste the notes here in the notes, tutorial notes. Dread black box. Oh God! Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh boy. There we go. I think that's a little bit better. Fine. I'm good. Let's get started. Let us also try to get rid of this black box. Share screen. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Very good, folks. Thank you very much. Is that better now? Is this now gone? Good? Yeah? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Great. Awesome. Thank you. This was the unfortunate Zoom has a mind of its own. Sometimes it puts a black box here, sometimes it doesn't. May Allah guide it. All right. Family 4 overview. Today, that's what we're doing, inshallah. Family 4, in Family 4, we're actually going to do Family 4 and Family 2 overview together, but we'll just start with Family 4. There's the 6 members of the family that we've covered. Member number 1 is past tense. Number 2, present tense. Number 3, command tense. Number 4, mustar. Number 5, the actor. Number 6, the acted upon. Okay. And what we will do is we will just quickly take a root letter, and based on that root letter, we will type out the entirety of the family quickly. So the root letters that we've taken so far has been sin, lam, mim. Let's perhaps, you know, take. The other ones that we were taking were Nun, Za, and Lam in our notes. What we also did was something like Hamza, Mim, Nun, which was a bit more complicated. But let's take, for example, Nun, Za, and Lam, just for the sake of bringing things together. So this would be An, Zala in the past tense, Sukun, the Shadda on before. R1, that is the main indicator for us that this is family 4. Okay, so Anzala is like that. Then R1 has sukun, R2 fatha, R3 fatha. Anzala, then you have Yun, Zidu, then you have Yun Zidu again. The ya with the dhamma is the really important part. The ya can change. But the Dhamma cannot change. Yes, Bila Bila, what's up? Shadda, no, I said Sukoon on R1. Sukoon on R1, yes, indeed. Shadda is family 2, Hamza is family 4. Okay? Make sense? So we have Anzala, Yunzilu, And you have the command, which is anzil. Again, the hamza, very prominent in this family. Then we have the master, which is al inzal. Al inzal. Again, you notice the master, the hamza sitting on the alif, underneath the alif, because the kasra is there. Then we have the way to make the actor is you take yunzilu, the present tense, we add the al before, change the ya, yunzilu, change it from ya to mim, and then becomes munzil, simple. And you take that and you change from the kasra on r to a fatha on r2, and immediately you have the acted upon. The thing for us to again keep in, really something for us to notice, family 4 equals hamza. All right, that's what family 4 is. You will see hamza. That's family 4. All right. What we also know is that actor, whenever you have, if you have meem the dhamma in the beginning after al word, that is probably actor or acted upon. Correct? Meem al dhamma. Important little, like, you know, tidbits for us to highlight. Okay. Family 4, also, let's add another thing. Sukun or R1, yes. But also, another thing for family 1 is the ya with a dhamma in command, in present tense. The dhamma on the ya or whatever other letter there is there in the place of ya. But the dhamma is there. The dhamma is there. In fact, let's put this. Is prominent. What we also have is family 4 present. No hamza, but dhamma before R1. Right, dhamma before R1, or dhamma as the first letter. Let's dhamma on first letter. All right, these are some things that we notice, and I'm going to do the same thing for family 4 and family 2. Let's add family 2 here for the same root letters, shall we? That would be noon nazzala. The prominent feature for this is the shadda. You nazzilu, nazzil, correct? At-tan-zil, and then I'll take the same thing, my yunazzilu, change the ya in yunazzilu. I'll change the ya to a mim. And I will get munazzil. I'll get munazzil, al-munazzil. And I can change again the R2 from a kasra to a fatha, and I will get al munazzal. All right, this statement applies here again. If the meme, dhamma in the beginning, probably actor or acted upon. You see that? Munazzil. Al munazzal, al munzil, المنزل. All of that is there. And again, this is an important thing that we're pointing out just for the sake of reminding ourselves of it. Yeah. Maybe I'll just highlight the meme of the Bamma. All right. Does the ta in the master of a family to take a shadda? The ta does not take a fatha, or just we're writing the fatha because of the huruf shamsiya, right? Wat tini waz zaytun, right? That reason, pronunciation wise, we would add the shadda, but not because the shadda is there. If the l was not there, as we've seen some in some examples, there would be no shadda on that ta, right? Okay, we're gonna highlight this. Also, important thing for to highlight in family two. Family two. What is the prominent feature? Family two. What's the prominent feature for family two? Shadda. Shadda is prominent, right? On R2. I don't know what is happening with Mike's over today. Shadda on R2 is prominent. And you see that, you know, consistently in the family, except the mustard has the ta. But for us, another important thing to keep in mind, the family two present tense, again, first letter has Dhamma. Important. Just like family four. Okay, so some things for us to maybe notice, some things for us to just be aware of as we proceed in our study, inshallah. All right. Okay, that said, now let us go and practice family four and family two, inshallah. And how we are going to practice them is, I posted this tutorial handout on the class portal last night. I'm sure you've seen it, right? It's on the class portal. MashaAllah. A lot of you have seen it. Walillahil hamd. Okay. Right here. That is the tutorial handout. So what I like is, mashallah, a lot of you are doing this on paper, or printing it and writing it, or you're typing it. Whatever way works for you, it should be something that you should try to do as we are participating in the, or as we are doing the tutorial. Because the tutorial is a chance for you to do the activities along with along with me, not just me doing it. If it's not showing up, so maybe just refresh the page, because I posted it, it should really be there. Okay, so this is a nice table, right? This table has root letters, past tense, present, kamat, masdar, the actor, act upon, all the families, and then we also have the root letters. And what we'll do is we'll fill the row going this way. All right? And then if you have, for example, the next row like this one, then we fill this part and then everything else that comes after. If this one, you fill these two columns, skip this one obviously, and continue filling until the whole table is fully filled up with random Arabic words. that is what we're doing. I want you to participate with me, inshallah. All right? All right, yes. Okay, what we'll do is we'll do the first row. What we'll do is we're going to do the first row quickly, and then I'm going to give you some time to work on the next one, and then I'll ask. And the next one, and I'll ask, and so on and so forth. And the last three here, I will leave as homework for you. Okay? The last three are nice because it kind of just summarizes everything, and I think you will enjoy it, inshallah. Okay? And then we'll do the same thing for our family too. Last three will leave for homework. In fact, I just realized last three, one of them is something I just covered. Never mind. It's okay. we'll leave one of the other ones, inshallah. Okay, let's start here. So I have rule R1 is noon, R2 is the, R3 is ra. Correct? Okay, what's my past tense? Family four, I start with a. It's a za, by the way, not a za. Za would be anzala. This is anzara. Okay? Anzara. Very nice. Thank you. Jazakumullah khair. Present tense. Yunziru. Very good. Andara yunziru. Command tense. Andar. Amazing. Very good. Awesome. Namaste. MashaAllah. Al-in-dar. All right. The actor. Al-mun-dir. The actor upon al-mun. That. Awesome. That is great, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. Only for this one, I will show you an ayah, right? Only for this one. The rest, we're going to quickly, because you don't have that much time to pause for everyone, right? What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to spot something for me. I'm going to ask you to spot the family fours, and there is going to be three of them. Okay? There's three of them. All right? I want you to spot them. One, when the first one's there. Two, when the second one's there. Third, when the third one's there. All right, ready? Family four. It could be different root letters. Right? Are you ready? Yes, okay. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Let's try again. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. That was it, actually. The نُرْسِلُ. This is... Number one, present tense, right? Mursaleen, al-mursaleen. See the meme with the Dhamma? What would it be? Two possibilities. After or acted upon. Great. In this case, R1 has a sukun, R2 has a fatha. R2 has a fatha, so what will it be? Acted upon. Very good. This is the second one. Same family. This is acted upon. This is the present tense. And then you have number three. Where is number three? Right here. Munzirin, yeah? Right here. And this is, as you notice again, you have your Meme with a Dhamma. Actor or act upon? Sure. No has a sukoon. Nothing is written here. That means the sukoon is there. Okay. R1. R2 is a kasra. That means what? It is the actor. MashaAllah. A lot of you have answered that question correctly. MashaAllah. Those are the three. Now there's another one of family two, which. Can you spot it? See if you can spot it. Very good. Right there. Right there. Mubashirin. That is our family too. The one instance of it right now. Starts with a dhamma. Actor or acted upon, right? What's an R2? Kasra Shadda, right? Kasra means actor. Perfect. That's awesome. MashaAllah. Great job. Jazakumullahu khairan. So that's great. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to show you that. We will actually, for all of these words, very briefly look up the meaning, inshallah. Okay? For the meeting, we are going to go and enlist Hanswear, and I will search Noon, the and Ra. Coming back to our example, and tell me when you see it. To war, perfect. Well done, Sister Michelle. Anybody else saw that? Right here. See? Right here. Toward. That's what Andara Yundiru means, which means to warn. Very good. To caution against. This, and the meaning of this is to warn, to caution against. All right. That's why Illa Mubashirina wa Mundirin. Right? The messengers are sent. We have not sent the messengers except as Mubashirin, the ones who give good news, Wamundirin, and those who warn. Right? That's what they do. They tell people about the things that are good and that they're doing and about Jannah, but they also warn them about the punishment of the fire hell. And those two things go hand in hand. Like Ibn Qayyim says, it's like the two wings of a bird. You cut one of them off and then the bird will not be able to fly. So that is that. Alhamdulillah. Okay. The next thing is this. Ahsana. Ahsana is past tense. So what are my root letters here, folks? Ahsana is right there in the past tense. Excellent. This is the ha, right? I hope you say you're saying ha, not ha. See and noon. Correct. Excellent. Well spotted. Well done. Ahsana is my past tense. Present tense. I'll give you a minute now to look at the rest of the things. And then I'll ask and quickly type them. Because I want everybody to have the opportunity to do so. Okay? And this is a chance for you to, if you want to take the class notes and reference them and try to copy the answer or something, go ahead, please, and do that by all means. All right, I have a little timer that I'll keep track of time with just to make sure the class can continue in a good pace while also giving people some time to process. Okay, what do we have? We have present tense. Yuhsinu. Share with me, folks. Thank you. All right. Ah, Jameel, mashallah, Aqeel, I like that. I like how you just wrote it out, copy-pasted. Awesome. All right. Ah, command tense, ah, sin. I would say ahsanta, which would mean you've done well. ahsin, do well, please. Al-masdar, al-ihsan. Have you heard this word before? Al-ihsan or ihsan? Right? Very good. The actor, take Yuhsin and change it to Meme with a Dhamma. Muhsin. Do you know somebody named by the name Muhsin? Maybe you do. And the acted upon would be Muhsin. Awesome. Great job. Okay. Next row, what are my root letters? Yufsidu. Yufsidu. Great. Fa, seen, and that. All right. I'll give you a few moments to look through and prepare your answers, inshallah. All right. Past tense. Afsada, very nice. Ah, Ahsant, Brother Aqeel. Present tense, Yufsidu. Command tense, Af. Sid. Of Sid. المصدر ال if sad not used that much. The one that's used more is facade. Not of this family, another family. The actor al mufsid. This is used quite a bit, right? And the actor upon al mufsid. Very good. I forgot to look up the meanings for ha seen and noon. The meaning hasuna, its base meaning is to be handsome, to be beautiful, to be lovely, huh? And then its family for meaning is to do right, to act well, to do well, expertly, nicely, etc., etc. Right? Ihsan is to do something really well. Okay? So that is our friend Ahsana. Fa, Seen, and Dal. Oops. I have Fasada, sorry, Fasada, to be rotten, to be decayed, right? To be putrid, oh boy. Then you have Afsada, to spoil. Ahsant, well done, Sister Michelle. To spoil, to corrupt, to pervert, to demoralize. Okay? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When it is said to them, don't corrupt the earth or cause corruption in the earth. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. They say, we're not corrupting. We are setting things in order. This is the ayah from Surah Baqarah. All right. Very good. Next one. What are the root letters? For أَنْفِقْ. Noon, fa, and qaf. All right, I'll give you folks a few moments to figure out the answers, inshallah. Is it helpful that I'm giving you a little bit of time before I type it in? Okay, great. Okay, I don't want you having like bad nightmares because of this alarm clock. Past tense would be أنفق. أحسنت brother أخيل. أنفق. Very nice. أحسنتم. ينفقوا. Right. If you're typing, just type whatever you have, inshallah, and you know, the rest keep typing, right? Mashallah, like Brother Bilal has done. Type as much as you can, press enter, and then type the rest afterwards, no problem. Anfiq, which is the command tense. Very good. Al Masdar would be Al Infaq. Al Infaq. And the actor is Al-Munfiq. And the acted upon is Al-Munfaq. All right. Anfaqa yunfiqu. Maybe you know what this word means. Anybody? That's okay. Nafaqa is to sell well, to find a ready market. Okay. Ah, very nice. Ahsant Badaqil. as we scroll through our answer here or our dictionary entry, you will find that number four is to spend. To spend. To spend, to expend, etc., etc. To, I think spend, it makes sense, huh? So this is used generally in the meaning of it's used generally in the meaning of spending in charity, right? وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Spend in the way of Allah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And don't toss yourselves with your hands towards destruction. This is, you know, a specific ayah, a very specific incident that's referring to. But the idea here is spend. أَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Okay? Number three is interesting. Do you want to look at number three for a second? Which we haven't studied family three yet. But here, to dissemble, dissimulate, play the hypocrite. As you are correctly pointing out, Brother Bilal and Sister Ashra, it is related, or the word munafiq comes from that root. Okay? Munafiq. In fact, if you were to look at your textbook, Family 3, and put the root letters on the actor, you will find that the word you make is munafiq. How is the munafiq related to spending? Munafiq is probably not spending much money in the way of Allah anyway. The reason, the way it's related is if you were to, I'll actually try to draw this for you. Huh? There is my whiteboard. There's the whiteboard. So in like the desert, you would have like, this is like, if you imagine like a ground, okay? Now here's the sun, you know, shining, mashallah. Oh. My daughters will not approve of this drawing, but that's okay. All right. And then there's like some clouds here. Right? Like some clouds here. Mashallah. And a few birds here. Now, art class, yes. You would have this animal in the desert. I think it's like it's a type of a, not a squirrel, it's a type of a lizard, yes, thank you, right? And what it would do is that it would dig its way in a tunnel, right? It would dig a tunnel like this. And the reason why it would do it is like, so the animal is here, right? It's got like this little pointy nose. Usually because there's another animal trying to attack it over here. There's another animal trying to like eat it. So what it would do is that it would dig a tunnel previously, right? Like, and it'll hide the tunnel. So when the animal is coming to like attack it, right? It just sneaks in, and next thing you know, it comes off and behind the other animal, and off he's gone. And the other animal's like, "Where'd he go? Where'd he go?" And that's it, right? So this is a very crafty lizard. I'm trying to remember the name in Arabic. Yeah. I can't remember the name, subhanAllah. So this is called nifaq. This image right there is called nifaq. That idea where you have like, you look like one here, but in fact you end up being another. That's where hypocrisy comes from, because that's what a hypocrite really is. They have one face in front of the people, and they have another face or another personality privately. Now, what does that have to do with spending money? Allahu alam. But spending money could be that here is like, your money is like, you know, flowing down this tunnel, right? It's just, you're just spending it, right? For the sake of Allah. And it keeps going down, you know, to the people who need it, and so on and so forth. But that's actually the imagery that, you know, they put in the books. Not, of course, this image, but the description of to describe where the word nifaq comes from is that animal actually, and it's related to what's it called, the spending in that way, right? So I hope that makes a little bit of sense for you. Yes, my drawing has some way to go. All right, al-islah, which is the mastar. What is the root letter? Al-islah. Excellent. Well, you still see the drawing, is that right? Oh, hold on. Hold on. I was wondering why no one's answering my question. There we go. Ah, you can see it now? Yay. All right, al-islah. Very nice. Sad, lam, and ha. All right. I'll give you all a few moments to try to figure this out, inshallah. All right, what do we have, folks? MashaAllah. Aslaha. Yuslihu. Dhamma, right? Yuslihu. Very good. Aslih. Aslih. Al-Islah. The one who does Islah would be Al-Muslih, mashallah. Maybe you know somebody by the name of Muslih. And Al-Muslah. MashaAllah. Awesome. What does it mean? Any ideas before I look it up? Salaha and saluha means to be good, to be right, to be in order, to be righteous. And then you have family four right there to put in order, to settle, to adjust, to mend, to improve, to fix, to repair. Aslaha is to make something proper, to fix it, to make it good. Okay, salih, excellent. Right? Salih is the one who is righteous, pious. Salah, right, is the idea of being proper, righteous, healthy, intact, right? Maslaha might be another word you might hear. Maslaha, something that is a benefit, something that's in the interest of something. I'm just going through some words here just to give you a context, right? Islah are mustard. You notice in the dictionary that mustard is also listed. Restoration, reparation, improvement, establishment or restoration of order. This, in fact, is actually the meaning that's usually intended in the Quran. Restoration of order or establishment of peace, reformation or reform. These are generally the meanings that the Quran references when it uses this word. Okay. Salih, somebody who is righteous, somebody who's proper. As-salafu salih, the worthy ancestors, the venerable forefathers. So all of these are actually meanings you might have heard and known. As-salihat, illalladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat, the good deeds, the good works. Muslih, peacemaker. I don't know why salt is called muslih. I don't know if salt makes any peace with anybody. All right. Make sense? It makes it right. Yes, it does. All right. Alhamdulillah. I like looking through the dictionary just, you know, sometimes to give you just a broader view of things. Yeah. Neutralizer, you're right. Yes. And the meaning was to put things in order. To put things in order. Okay, next one. Al-Mujrim. Root letters. Al-Mujrim. Very nice. Jim. And meme. Okay, I'll give you a few moments to figure out the rest. Okay. Ajrama. Barakallahu fikum. Yujrimu. Ajrim. Al Ijram. Al-Mujrim. And Al-Mujram. If you speak Urdu or Hindi, you might know the word Mujrim, right? What does it mean? Anybody know that? No? Convict. Yes. Disobedient child. Criminal. Yes, indeed. Right? No problem, Sashna. We'll look it up, inshallah. I have family who watches cricket. I also watch cricket sometimes. I used to watch it a lot more, but not as much anymore. And sometimes I would watch cricket with the... you know, the coverage is from subcontinent, right? So like these, it's ridiculous. The media in the subcontinent is ridiculous. So they would have this thing called match ka mujrim, right? The mujrim of the game, right? The criminal, the guy who like let the team down. I'm like, you guys are such clowns, my goodness. Right? Such exaggeration of criminology. All right. Jarama, is, where is it? Where'd it go? Right? The to commit an offense, a crime, an outrage, to injure or harm. Okay? Ajrama is to commit a crime, to commit a sin, to do wrong, to do harm. Hmm? There is a expression in the Quran, la jarama. It is, you know, like expression of expressing certainty, right? Surely, certainly, of course, la jarama. Okay, jarima is a crime. Jarima is a crime. As you see, ijram, crime. Hmm? And mujrim is a criminal. Mujrim is a criminal. Okay, and he said mujrim harb. Mujrim harb is a war criminal. Hmm? So a criminal of war, yes. So that is the meaning of that. Okay, very good. Last one, and the other last three would be homework for you. Al-Munkar. What is the root letters for this, folks? Noon, Kaf, and Ra. Okay, give you all a few moments to go through this, inshallah. All right. What do we have? MashaAllah. Ankara. Yun. Kiru. MashaAllah. An. Kir. Hmm? Al inkar and al munkir. Have you heard this word before, munkir? These are words like the munkar and nakir. Good, mashallah. Those are the you know, angels. Munkir also. These are words that are, you know, like in the Muslim vernacular. You know, you like, you hear them in khutbas and like lectures, and that's because, you know, they're frequently used words in the Quran, and they carry like meanings are that are important meanings, important concepts. Okay, so let us look it up. All right, nakira, to not know something, to have no knowledge, to be ignorant of something. Ankara, to pretend not to know, to refuse to have anything to do with something. These are okay meanings, but the real meaning is to renounce, to disapprove or reject, to censure and blame, to criticize. These are actually the meanings that we find in the Quran. To censure, blame, to disapprove, to renounce. That is the meaning of Ankara in the Quran, which is all of those things. Okay, let's look at a few examples or some of the dictionary, just scrolling through a little bit more, right? Nakir. One of the angels of death. Munkar and Nakir. Name of Turkish city as well, yes. But I don't think that's from Arabic. I think that's just a that's that Turkish word. I think. Okay. Inkar, denial, disavowal, negation, rejection, non-acceptance. Okay. Munkir, the one who denies. Munkar, it's the disavow, also something that's not recognized. Munkar, not recognized, because an act of evil is like just not recognizable to the soul, to the fitrah, right? So it's that's how it's kind of related. And those are some of the meanings that you find for that. Munkar wa Nakir, as you correctly pointed out, are here. Okay, there's an interesting ayah in the Quran. Let me Munkar in the Quran is interesting. A very, very interesting word. Comes a lot. This is a very famous ayah. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. Let there be a group among you. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Who call others إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, to goodness. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And they enjoin بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, what is right. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbid what is wrong. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are the ones who are successful. Can you tell me which family this is from? Muflihun. Family 4. And what member of the family is that? See, there's a dhamma, there's a meme of the dhamma, right? Meme of dhamma means two options. Actor acted upon. This is the actor. Right? Because the kasra or arthri. Perfect. MashaAllah. So that's awesome. That is some of the meanings of the words that we have here. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I will leave the last three of this for you. Do you feel more comfortable with this now? Yay. Alhamdulillah. That's awesome. And that's the intent behind the tutorial. There's a lot that's going on here, and within like a few short weeks we have, I think, made a very good progress, alhamdulillah, and we'll continue to build on that progress, inshallah. Okay, now we'll go to family 2. Family 2, I'm going to write the first one. Please write with me, and then the rest will do the same way. I'll pause, you write, I'll pause, you write, so on and so forth. Okay. I will actually, yeah, let's do this one. Okay, so past tense would be hammada, hammada. Present tense, you hammidu. Command tense, ham. Mid. The master is tah, attah, meet. The actor is al muhammid, and the actor or the acted upon is al. Al-Muhammad. Now you know where the name comes from the Prophet Sallam. Right? It actually means someone who is, hamd is praise, hamada is to praise a lot. So Muhammad, who's been praised, the one who is praised a lot. Right? You see how the acted upon carries that meaning now? Alhamdulillah. All right, I'll give you a minute, a few moments to look at this word right here. But before we do, can you tell me the root letters? Sorry, can you tell me the root letters here? Sabbaha, the root letters would be? Sin, ba, and ha. Awesome, alhamdulillah. Let's take a few moments to get the rest of the line, inshallah. Awesome. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you for having this in. Sabbaha. You. Sabbihu. Jamil. Sabbih. You see in the Quran a lot. Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. The master is at-tasbih. You have undoubtedly heard this word before. Pray the glorification of Allah. Al-Musabbih and Al-Musabbah. Amazing. Jazakumullah khairan, everybody, for typing in the answers and trying your best to keep up. Alhamdulillah. Of course, the word Sabbaha, as you are undoubtedly guessing, has something to do with praising Allah or glorifying Allah. And if you look up the word here, sabaha actually means to swim or float. Not swim as in like swim, not underwater, more like swimming on top of the surface of the water. Right? Like, it's like I guess swimming is really on top of the surface of water. Okay? Sabaha form two is to praise and glorify Allah. You know, the word Subhanallah has the same root, seen ba and ha. It's the exclamation of surprise, which is really proclaiming Allah's magnificence. Subhanallah. Okay. Tasbih, glorification of God. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَا in the Quran. The ones that are floating or, you know, swimming. سَبْحَا لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Jameel, beautiful example, Brother Bilal. The relationship between floating and swimming and, glorification of Allah is what the presentation for that is, that it's like how something is floating, it comes to the top of the surface of the water, right? It's no longer in the bottom of the surface, or no longer in the bottom of the water. So glorification of Allah is like bringing Allah up to like the forefront, and also make him above his creation. So this is something that's inappropriate. We say Subhanallah, Allah is above that. Something bad happens, instead of us thinking, oh, this is because of Allah, we say Subhanallah, Allah is above being associated with evil. Even though it is by the permission of Allah, by the destiny and decree of Allah, but we don't blame Allah for it, right? So we say Subhanallah, Allah is above that. What we do is we say this is a test from Allah, and we are going to inshallah get through it, and there is some khair in it for us that Allah knows right now that we don't know right now. Okay, so that's, you know, like how kind of the meaning of bringing something to the top. That's where the word tasbih or sabbaha comes from. Okay. Okay, next one. Shut down the master. No, we don't need shut down the master. Okay. Root letters for yukabbiru. Very good. Okay, folks. Let's take a few moments. All right, past tense. Kabbara, present tense. Yukabbiru, Jamil. Command tense, chop chop, right? Kabbir, Mastar, At-Takbir. Now you know where that word comes from. Whenever a brother in the masjid now yells takbir, you're like, kabbara, yukabbiru. You'd be like, what? That's not what I asked for. The actor, al-mukabbir, the acted upon, al-mukabbar, mashallah. All right, what does it mean? You know, I feel like doing that. Someone says takbir in the masjid, I'll start saying kabbara, you kabbir. Like, what's wrong with this guy? All right, kabura or kabara or kabura means to exceed in age, to be older, to become big, to become large. Also means to become oppressive or distressing, become burdensome. Because, you know, as you can see, those meanings are related. Kaburat nafsuhu. He felt emboldened. He was or became proud. Kabbara. Now, family two. All that was family one. Family two. Kabbara, to make great or greater, to make bigger, to make larger, to enlarge, to magnify, to enhance, aggrandize, etc., etc. As you can see, the meaning is related very much to exclaim, to praise, to laud, to extol, to exalt, to glorify, to celebrate. All of these are, you know, the meanings of takbir, right? Some meanings also are kibr. Right? Kibr is arrogance. Pride and haughtiness, arrogance right there. Right? There is also kabir, somebody who is big. Kabira is generally refers to sins, major sins. Kabira, kabair, major sins, the plural of that. Okay? Kibriya, glory or magnificence. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّبَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says that in the Quran. These are not, by the way, words of family too. These are words of the root. Okay? These are words of the root, and I'm just sharing them with you because I think it's got like a nice you know, feeling to it. Okay? Takbir, enlargement, increase, magnification, enhancement, also to exclaim Allahu Akbar, right? That's where you now you know that's where it comes from. Okay? Takabbur. Takabbur is pride, right? Takabbur is pride and arrogance. Okay, keep going now, thank you. Mukabbir is called an amplifier. A mic is called Mukabbiru Saut. Because what does a mic do? Makes your voice amplified, right? Very nice. And so on and so forth, right? Mutakabbir, proud, imperious, arrogant, etc., etc. Okay. So all those are, subhanAllah, meanings that are from that root. Of course, Kabbara is one of them. All right. This is nice, right? Just to see like an overview of what these words are. These are words that you know, you've heard, you hear them here and there, right? It's kind of nice to know where they come from. Okay. Now, root letters. For the next one. For Arif. Ain, Ra, Fa. All right, yalla folks, let's see. All right, what does this look like, folks? What's the past tense? Arrafa. Yu'arrifu. Arrif. Mastar. Ta'rif. You might know this word. Al mu'ar. Al mu'arrif. Act upon al mu'arraf. Mashallah. Great job, mashallah, everybody. I look up Ayn, Ra, and Fa. And what do I find? Arafa, family one, is to know. To get to know, to recognize, right? You might have heard of this. Arafa is to inform, to advise, to acquaint, to introduce. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ The Quran describes the Prophet sharing something to one of to Hafsa, his wife, and the other he did not share with him, meaning in the sense of told her part of the story or some of the details of the story, and other parts of the story, other details he did not tell Hafsa radiallahu anha. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ this is the idea right here, to introduce, to present. Some of the meanings also is urf, which is custom. Custom. Another meaning of this is another word that comes from this is Arafat. Arafat, you know Arafat, right? Where Hajj happens. Okay. Ma'rifa, knowledge, knowing things. Okay. Another word, ta'rif, our mustar. Our mustar ta'rif, which talks about announcement, notification, etc. All right. An i'tiraf, recognition or admission, confession. You might know this word as well. Okay. These are words that are commonly used, like, you know, here and there. So that's why I'm pointing this out. Root letters for taklim. Kaf, lam, mim. Okay, let's take a few moments, inshallah. All right, awesome, mashallah. What is this, Jameel? Kallama, Jazakumullah khairan, Brother Aqil, and the rest, Brother Bilal. Kallama yukallimu. Master, I mean, the command is kallim, the master is written there, at-taklim. Al-mukallim. Oh, what happened? Yeah. Al-Mukallim and Al-Mukallim. Zaklah Sistashna. Mukallim. Barakallahu feekum. Everybody, Saira, everybody who's there participating, even if I didn't say your name, mashallah, you guys are doing awesome. Alhamdulillah. All right. So this is great. Kallama actually means to speak. Kallama means to speak. Let's do one last one here, and then we'll go to the last activity for the day, which is activity 3. Mukarrim, what do you think is the root letter there? Kaf, ra, mi. Okay, let's take a few moments to figure this out, inshallah. All right. Karrama. Present tense. Yukarrimu. Command. Karrim. Master. Takrim. Al-Mukarrim. MashaAllah, everybody's participating, doing a great job. Al-Mukarram. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. The last three here, of course, not including this guy, because I already did this one up in the thing. I'll just scratch this out. These three are the ones that are, inshallah, homework as well. Okay, mashallah. Karrama means to honor, right? To honor somebody. Al-Mukarram is the honored. Okay? So all those are meanings that are there. Walillahil hamd. Let us go to the last activity, inshallah, of the day, which is, which family does each word belong to? Okay? So we'll take a few of these. We won't, we'll try to do a rapid fire type thing, like a quick activity just to get through all of them. Inshallah. Okay, I will annotate the answers here and then take the snapshot and post it. Okay, so let me try to figure out how I, okay, that seems like a reasonable place for it to be. Ready, folks? Okay, very good. Move the screen here as well. Okay, so at-taksir, family two, family four, or neither. Taksir is in fact family two. It's the mustard for family two, right? Correct? Mustard for family two. We just did the fail right here. Tahreem, takreem, takleem, ta'reef, takbir, tasbih, tahmeed, etc., etc. Correct? Yes. Yudriku. Two, four, or neither. Yudriku is? Four. Excellent. You know, don't worry if you get the answer wrong. Please, just say it, because that's an opportunity for learning, honestly. It is the opportunity for learning, and it is, in fact, the present tense. Very good. Jazakallah khair. This is the mustar, as you have correctly also answered. Can you please go? I'm busy. Ask my mom. Al-mukadhib. There's a shadda here. Al-mukadhib. Dhamma and shadda. Ah, this is family two. Well done. The shadda, family two. Yay. Meem the dhamma. Actor acted upon. Kasra. It is the actor. MashaAllah. Al-muflih. Al-muflih. This is family. Family four. Awesome. MashaAllah. Very good. Barakallahu feekum. And this is what? Meem of the dhamma. Actor or acted upon. R2 is a kasra. So this is going to be actor as well. Balligh. Balligh. Shadda. Note is a shadda. The shadda tells you it is family two. MashaAllah. And it is, as you are correctly pointing out, the command. Yujahidu. Family two, four, or neither. Yujahidu. Two, four, or neither. In fact, it is neither. Why do you say it's neither of the two? Different form. There's an alif. Well spotted, mashallah. There's an alif here. Look, yudriku, family four, does not have an alif. There's an alif in the middle. Very good. This is actually neither. Alright, beautiful. But you can tell me what tense it is, right? Like what member of the family would it be? Can you guess? Correctly guessing, it is a present tense. MashaAllah. Excellent. Al-Iftar. MashaAllah. In Ramadan, this is the best meal of the day. Family four. Now you know where it comes from. Right? Someone's like, what's for iftar? You can say, aftara yuftiru. Mustar. People be like, this person has become so weird after learning Arabic. Oh man, just trying to select everything here. Move it up just a little bit. Yay, alhamdulillah. My sister-in-law, right? Her name is Aqsa, right? So I was like, you know what? Your name is actually wrong. Because that's when like I just got married. I was like, your name is wrong because your name should be Qusfa. It's the feminine version of it is Qusfa. She's like, that's what happens when you know too much Arabic. Something's wrong with you. I'm like, oh. All right. Bad first impression, but that's okay. Alhamdulillah. It's been many years now. Al-Muqarrabun. Number two. MashaAllah. Our Shadda, right? Shadda is our friend that tells you the answer. And this is the, correctly as you're highlighting, the acted
upon, mashallah. Okay. Al-istikbar. Al-istikbar. Two, four, or neither. Al-istikbar.
What's the reason it's acted upon? Because R2, Sister Ashna, has a fatha, right? Dhamma tells you actor acted upon. R2 has a fatha. R2 has a fatha. That's okay. That's all right. Istikbar is, coming back to this one, neither, which is what you have pointed out correctly. It is, as you can see, there's extra letters here, right? Iftar, there's no hamza, there's no shadda. There's a whole bunch of other letters that are here that are not something that's part of the patterns that we know. Is this a four-letter root? In fact, the root letters are R1, Kaf, R2 is, any guesses? Ba, R3, Ra. And can you also guess what member of the family, like which member is this? Can you guess, like, amazing. See, your intuition is so well developed now. Masdar. It is, in fact, the Masdar. It is family 10. The Masdar of family 10. Istikbaran fil ardi wa makra sayyi. This word is in the Quran for arrogance. Jameel. Ijtanaba. Two, four, or neither. This is not a hamza with a fatha, by the way. This is a... it's an alif with a kasra. Why is an alif with a kasra? We'll talk about that next week. But what we know for a fact, it's not a hamza with a fatha. And if it's a hamza with a kasra, I would write it as a hamza with a kasra. So in fact, this is neither. Ijtanaba. And this is a hard one. I won't ask you which tense this is. Okay. So alhamdulillah, we'll actually stop here. I'd like you to also go through the last 10, inshallah. And I hope that you can do it. This is a lot of homework. You're like, wait, well, this guy said no homework and now he's giving all this homework. Well, I'm not trying to, you know, like, it's not homework that's marked or whatever. It's not like, you know, homework, you do it, and then you get the next day's work, right? It's practice. That's what it is, really. It's practice. And inshallah, the idea is that this allows us to, you know, spend some time on ourselves to practice this, inshallah. If you're able to do it, fantastic. If you're not able to do it, what you were able to do in the class, hopefully, should be enough to get us, keep us going, inshallah. And subhanAllah, Sister Ashna, as you're saying, it is not enough. You need more practice. Inshallah, we'll try to create some more sheets for you to work on, inshallah. Okay? Jazakumullah khairan. I hope this was good. I will write the homework, what it entails, inshallah, on the portal. And I'll see you all on Monday. Thank you very much for your patience. And I'll see you again, inshallah, on Monday. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Shadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayk. We'll practice more Sister Ashna. Don't worry. Don't get stressed. Inshallah, we've gotten it very well. We'll continue practicing. Okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.